Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
Happy holidays, and thank you for joining us today. Also, thank you to the Operating Engineer 66 and PSEA for supporting the show.
And guys, don't forget, you can check us out on Patreon. We've got all kinds of cool exclusive content, and we're working on some new things for you guys. So stay tuned and check us out.
And joining us right now, we have labor reporter Doug Cunningham. Hey, Doug, it's good to have you back with us.
Hey, it's fantastic to be with you guys, always on a Friday especially. And getting into the holiday spirit is a fun thing to do, too. And I'm sure you guys are doing that on your end. I know I am.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We are partying in the studio. It's a good day. There's so much food.
Yeah, you know, you got to have fun at work, if at all possible. And speaking of fun, I mean, a big win for Michigan teachers, thanks to their union and their persistence in a long legal battle. This is one of the examples of what happens when you have a union backing you up and some of the good things that can come from that. Michigan will refund nearly $550 million. It's a combined $550 million plus interest, actually, for retiree health care paycheck deductions that were illegal and unconstitutional. And those deductions kicked in thanks to a Michigan law back in 2010. That violated those contract clauses and also violated the state constitution. And I think there was a federal constitutional violation in there as well. So a complicated decision, but a unanimous one by the Michigan Supreme Court ruled this week that Michigan has to refund that money. And so the state is in the process of making that happen. 275,000 teachers and public school employees getting a combined $550 million plus interest. They had illegal deductions taken from their paycheck to pay for a retiree health plan, and it was done arbitrarily, forced on them, and they didn't have a chance to negotiate and to come to an agreement that way. And so this was a violation of the law.
Well, that's exciting that they got their money back and that they have interest, and I'm really glad to hear that, but it's shocking to me that that even happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's part, unfortunately, it's part of the attacks against public workers around the country. You know, every chance they get, it seems like some governments around the state, around the country, some state governments at least, have been trying to attack their public workers, try to offload more of the burden on them for benefits and that sort of thing. Michigan Education Association President Paula Herbart said in a statement about this case, "I cannot imagine," she says, "a better pre-holiday gift to Michigan school employees than getting their hard earned money returned to them. And she said this reinforces why being a member of a union matters. Working collectively, they won the case, but it took about an 8-year battle, 2010 law, so almost 8 years of the legal battle to get this. It'll be an average of a couple $1,000s per person, maybe a little more depending on what the employee's income was. But this was a clear case of violation. And even though they had lost in a court of appeals, the governor continued to press the case, thinking he could win at the state Supreme Court level. And his own attorney general refused to go along with him at that stage of the game. And so the governor himself went, you know, to the state Supreme Court of Michigan and lost. And these Michigan workers would get this money back. So a huge win for them, $550 million back, illegal money that was illegally taken from their paychecks. So good news for them, especially around the holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to them. That's awesome.
Yeah, happy holidays thanks to the union, right?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. You know? We make those holidays happier. We give you the days off. We brought you the weekend. You know, we're not so bad. We don't have horns.
Not so bad at all. You ought to look into that union thing if you're not a member.
Exactly. What else do you
unions,
have?
Well, yeah, Walt Disney workers, 36,000 of them who work in Florida at Disney World, they're negotiating now for higher wages. And they had an offer from the company that they have just rejected. About 93% of dues-paying members who actually voted in this election turned that down from the company.
Whoa.
And so it was and Disney was offering about 50 cents an hour is what the raise would have been. Disney workers down there make about 10 bucks an hour, thanks to another union negotiation that got them to that amount. But they're headed toward 15. That's where they want to go. They want to go to $15 an hour, or they want a very clear path, you know, to get there. And so this deal was rejected, and it was a 50 cent an hour raise. But like I said, they make about 10 bucks an hour to work for Disney World, which, by the way, that particular facility where these workers work, scored a $1.6 billion profit in the last quarter.
Whew.
So, in the last quarter. So, I think they can afford more
$1.6
for these workers.
$1.6 billion in a quarter?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know, and the workers are working, like I said, at an average of $10 an hour. And of course, you can't afford to live on that. You get two or three jobs, you know, to have if you get $10 an hour. And so, they're deserving more than 50 cents is their position, and they're very solid in that position. And union leaders are pushing for that to get to close to 15, or at least a path to get there, and out of this negotiation. So it's 36,000 workers at Disney pushing for a better deal, and Disney can certainly afford to do better.
Is this at the park in Florida, the one in California, or is this not a park?
It's the
contract?
Florida Disney World.
World.
These are the folks who work the rides and meet the people, and you know, do the various jobs that are necessary to keep Disney World operating.
Anybody who's gone to Disney knows that it is insanely expensive to go to Disney. I mean, and Disney does a great job of making an experience out of it for the individual who's shelling out that money. But that being said, there's no reason those workers should be paid $10 an hour. Personally, in my opinion, for the amount of work they put into this, because I've known some people who have done this, they deserve more than $15 an hour for what they have to go through for these jobs. And for fact that they're pulling in that much in a quarter, oh my God.
And always keep in mind, you know, people point to the skill level or the education level required to do a job or whatever your criteria is for how much you think a worker should be paid. The real criteria is that whatever a job pays has to be a living wage, first of all, and it has to be a living wage in the area where it's located. So for for workers out in California, for example, a very high, you know, cost of living, so their wage needs to be adjusted accordingly. And in Disney World, it's a similar situation there. And so for these huge corporations to continue to get away paying these small wages is just ridiculous. And so we got to look at all these jobs to turn them into good family-supporting jobs, regardless of what the duties or tasks are. If they're a huge company like Disney employing these workers to do this work, they need to be living wages.
Oh, totally. We've got about another minute or two here, and I know there's one more story you wanted to hit on.
I just want to briefly hit, and unfortunately not enough time to go into all the detail necessary here, but the UAW president, Dennis Williams, had a meeting with reporters. He does that every so often, and he did this week, and several issues were addressed, including the sexual harassment going on at the Ford plants in Chicago. And he said from the international union level perspective, sexual harassment, there is zero tolerance for it within the union. So he's logged in with that, and I'm glad to hear him say that. And now these women have been subjected to this harassment at the Ford plant, a couple of Ford plants actually in Chicago. They have a settlement from the EEOC. They also have a lawsuit that's currently in play, so hopefully they get some justice there. And the UAW president also hit the tax bill, saying it allows and incentivizes outsourcing, so very against that and against Ford's decision to build electric vehicles in Mexico. And there's also a federal probe into the UAW, some misappropriation of money that happened at the training facility, a training program run by the Big Three. No union dues involved, but some UAW members were involved. There's a federal court or federal probe ongoing. Dennis Williams said they're cooperating with that. They fired some people on their own that clearly were breaking the UAW policy when it comes to how those training funds were handled. And so, again, zero tolerance for that kind of wrongdoing in this union, too, according to Dennis Williams.
Well, that's good to hear. It's always great to have those kind of updates and have those conversations. Definitely, I was actually not aware that this was happening at the Ford plant and some of the stuff, so I'm definitely going to have to read up a little bit more on what was going on.
Great article in the New York Times, actually, a couple days ago. A big article about that, so check that out. That's a good place to start to get a handle on it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Doug, we are about out of time, and we've got to run. Any last words for the listening audience?
Just happy holidays, and enjoy being with the ones you love over the holidays. And I sure will next week, so I'll be out of commission for anything but holiday and family visits for next week. So I hope you guys are having a happy holiday yourself.
I like the sound of that. I've got lots of plans similar to that, and I'm looking forward to it. Guys, that was Doug Cunningham. Thank you for joining us. He's a labor reporter. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.